every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
There's any number of communications coming in about this mooted 40% increase in rates for those people with investment properties. Here it is. I've now got it in front of me, dear sir, madam. Changes to rating of non-principal place of residence. This has come from our Cairns Regional Council. It reads, Council will introduce a new rating category commencing 23-24 financial year for properties that are the non-principal place of residence. These are people who've got investment properties, lots of them obviously, the abode of people who rent properties, and we know how difficult it is for those who need rental accommodation to find rental accommodation. So any number of people are suggesting, hang on a minute, why would the council be taking this direction? It's counterintuitive. It says here, for general rating purposes, non-principal place of residence properties will be rated at a higher rate than principal places of residence. This rate will be determined as part of 23-24 budget process. Based on a review of our rates database, we believe one or more properties that you own, oh, it's gone out to people suspected to have investment properties, may fall into this new rating category. This may be because your postal address is different to your property address, or you own multiple properties within the Cairns region, or the property is owned by a company or trust. Now, it goes on to say this in conclusion, we encourage you to review the property details next page, which we believe may be subject to the new non-principal place of residence rating category. If any of these properties are your principal place of residence and therefore should be rated at the lower general rating category, please complete a notification of principal place of residence and return to council so we can update our records. A notification is enclosed with this, or you can complete a notification online, da-da-da. So there you've got the outline of this. You can imagine a whole lot of people who, you know, they've got an investment property and they're not rich necessarily. That's just been their nest egg. And they also provide rental accommodation at a time when rental accommodation is as scarce as hen's teeth. So you can imagine the what's going on out there. A whole lot of people are really, really angry about it. Now, Linda Tucker's on the line, Principal Property Ladder Real Estate. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And thanks for offering to comment on this development. Look, already we've got several communications here this morning. Fundamentally, people absolutely fuming about it. Here's an example of one. Just wondering if you're across this issue of the council increasing rates for all residential properties other than PPR. Principal place residence next year, potentially by 40%. In a market where there is not enough rental stock, what a ridiculous measure to ensure that investors will not want to build houses, and those that have one will have to increase rents to cover the impost.
So, correct.
About as stupid a measure it reads here as the recently dropped land tax grab by Anna Palaszczuk. Anyway, what are your thoughts on it, Linda?
Well, there was another attachment that came with that actual email that went out from the Cairns City Council, and I actually just want to highlight on this letter that came out. It says, what is a non-principal place of residence? Residential properties that don't meet the definition of a principal place of residence are generally second homes or residential properties that are revenue-generating for short or long term. However, right, this is where it's interesting. A property that is occupied by someone other than the owner, this includes homes that are offered for rent and properties that are occupied rent-free, for instance, are occupied by a member of the owner's family with no financial remuneration.
Right.
So basically, if you bought a house for your mum to come and live in,
yep. That's
you're going to be affected by that as well. Okay, if the property is vacant for six out of the 12 months, and then this is the interesting part. If you're away on extended holidays, away for work commitments, ill health or infirmity, which requires the owner to reside elsewhere to receive care, for instance, in a hospital, nursing home, with family or friends. Mm. So it's not just on rental properties. So say, for example, if your parents have to go into care.
Yeah.
those rates are going to go up.
Wow.
If you're, say, let's, for example, that you have to go to Perth, work for 6 months, and you get, you know, a house sitter in, you're going to be up for it as well. So I actually sat down and got the last lot of rates for a unit. Now, the thing is, it's going to be, it says here that it's between 15 and 40%. Now, the rate in the dollar increase, so the increase that they're proposing is basically just on the general rates, not on the complete amount of rates. So it doesn't include things like your water access fee and your sewage fees, all that sort of fees. So it's basically just on the land component or the general rates, which is based on the value of your land. So I pulled out one that was for a unit. And to be honest, a unit is about the same as a house. So, you know, the rates for a unit are pretty much the same. Okay, so the amount that this particular rates paid last year just for general rates was $484.10 for the half year, so basically $968. If they increase it by 15%, it's an extra $145. If they increase it by 40%, it's another $387.28. But that doesn't include if they increase the rates again the following year. So it just compounds over and over and over again. Wow. Now, that in itself, you might think, oh, well, it's, you know, even at 40%, it's only $387. But if it's an investment property, the owner's going to come to me and go, hey, Linda, you know, either I need to get the rents increased, which then puts pressure on me to increase the rents again to recoup this amount of money, or they're just going to go, you know what, I'm out, I'm done. Yeah. Sell the property, Linda. You know, and like I said, out of the last 10 properties that I have sold, 8 of them have gone to owner occupiers. So that's 8 properties out of 10, 80%, that have been pulled out of the rental market out of the last 10 that I've sold. That's huge. Huge. You know, so in the end, you know, if we want people to come here, if we want our region to expand, they need to have somewhere to live.
It's interesting timing, isn't it? Really interesting timing, considering the nature of the crisis we've got finding rental accommodation.
Oh. Look, it's not just that, you know, it's a crisis of many multitudes. You know, you've got your petrol prices increasing, you've got your mortgage rate increasing, you've got cost of living increasing. So if you think about it, let's put it back into context. Mum and dad investors own these rental properties. You know, they're being pinged on two fronts. They're being pinged on the interest rate on their own mortgage, on their own council rates, on their own petrol costs and their own cost of living. And then they're getting pinged again on their investment property. You know, it does come to a time where they say, I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it anymore. And there's no incentive for investors to remain in the system. You know, it's getting a bit tiring of people vilifying or making them, you know, these greedy landlords. They're not. They're mum and dad investors that are trying their very, very best to put something aside for their future. Mm. And, you know, little things like this, sure, you might say, well, it's only, you know, $387 at 40%. But it's not. It's extra money that they have to find out of their pocket, and it's not a good thing. Mm. Not a good thing for Cairns.
Well, only time will tell if there's going to be a significant backlash, and if there is to be one, we'll be hearing about it very, very soon, I would imagine. This has been an excellent update, Linda. Really comprehensive. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Linda Tuck, Principal Property Ladder Real Estate.